This is a life-changing message from New Light Christian Center Church in Houston, Texas. And now, let's join Dr. I.V. Hilliard.
And bring him in his plan. I'm out of time. Nobody's walking. Nobody's moving. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Listen. I have four simple invitations. Please. Nobody. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Father, in Jesus' name, your word falls on good ground, always produces fruit. I talked about trusting God. I want to give those of you here an opportunity to put your trust in God in one of several areas. Number one, for salvation. God wants you to be a part of his family. He wants you to be a part of living this amazing life that he has for his creatures. And that comes with a conscious choice on your part. So I believe that God brought many of you here today so that you could hear the gospel preached, so that you can make a conscious choice to say, yes, I'm going to trust God with my life. All over the building, while heads are bowed, eyes are closed, believes a prayer. You say, yes, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to be a Christian. I'm ready to trust God with my life. I'm ready to live my life according to God's plan and purposes. And so, Pastor, I'm ready to make that choice. I want to simply pray for you right where you're seated. I'm going to show you how to walk through that process. But right now, all I want to do is simply pray for you. But I want to know who I'm praying for. Jesus said in his word, he established a principle. He said in his word, if men will acknowledge me before others, I will acknowledge them before all eternity. So that means that this is a destiny moment for you, because as you will acknowledge him openly, he will acknowledge you forever. So while heads are bowed, eyes are closed, you say, Pastor, include me in the prayer. All I'm going to do at this time is simply pray for you right where you're seated. I am not going to embarrass you in any way. I am not going to exploit you. I'm not taping this so I can put it on television. So you got to understand, this is a precious moment between you and God. He's just using me today as his spokesperson to introduce this spiritual walk into your life. Let me pray for you. You say, yes, Pastor, include me in the prayer. Not a Christian, but I want to be. Not right with God, but I want to be right with God. Pastor, I'm ready to set my life on a new and exciting path. As you're praying for others, Pastor, pray for me. Quickly now, slip your hand up all over the building. I want to know who I'm praying for. Pastor, include me in the prayer. Hands are going up. Hands are going up. Forget about everybody around you. It's not about them. It's about you. This is about you. You're making this conscious choice. Yes, Pastor, that's me. As heads are bowed, eyes are closed, believers are praying. By the uplifted hand. I will see your hand, but more importantly, God sees your hand. God knows your heart. Are there others? I see your hand here. See your hand here. There's another hand there. Pastor, include me in the prayer. I'm not a Christian, but I want to be. I'm not right with God, but I want to be right with God. Pastor, I don't know if I died today, I'd go to heaven, but I want to know for sure. And as you're praying for others, Pastor, include me in the prayer. Jesus does not require you to straighten your life up by yourself. All he requires you to do at this time is just put your trust in him. How many others today will say, yes, Pastor, I put my trust in him. Would you slip your hand up? All over the building. All over the building. There's another hand there. There's another hand. There's another hand there. Are there others by the uplifted hand? Pastor, include me in the prayer. All I want to do now is simply pray for you. I promise I will not embarrass you. I promise I will not spoil your day with an embarrassing moment. All I want to do is simply pray for you, but I want to know who I'm praying for. Amen. Amen. All right, you may put your hands down. My second invitation has to do with rededicating your heart to God. Many times along the Christian walk, we get slowful and we stray away. And, we're not as strong as we were before. And we end up, backing off from the things of God. And maybe you said, yeah, Pastor, that was me, but I'm ready to go full steam with God right now. I'm ready to rededicate my heart, refire my life for the things of God, making that quality commitment. Perhaps you've already done it at home, but it's good to do it publicly. Would you slip your hand up? Let me include you in the prayer as I'm praying for others. Pastor, that's me. I've grown slowful along the way. I need to rededicate my heart to God. I see your hand. Are there others by the uplifted hand? Let me pray for you. Spirit of God had me to incorporate this in our appeals this year because he said there's so many people who if they would just do it publicly, you would be amazed at the strength that comes into your life when you do so. There are so many people. I see hands. Are there others? Pastor, I want to rededicate my heart to God. Yes, I was slowful in the things of God, haven't been as faithful as I need to be, but today is, I'm drawing a line in the sand today from this day forward. Yes, Pastor, I choose. I need God's help to help me do this, Pastor. Would you pray for me? I'm praying for me. That's it. Are there others? Are there others? Thank you, brother. Yes. Thank you. Are there others? Pastor, include me in the prayer. All right, you may put your hands down. Third invitation has to do with being filled with the Holy Spirit, because that is the order of God for every believer to be filled with the Spirit. Maybe you're like I was. I grew up in a church, but nobody explained it to me. And then one day, I was an adult, a pastor of the church, another minister explained to me how I could have this power of God, strength of God in my life, being filled with the Holy Spirit. So I asked God to fill me with his Spirit. He did it. Changed my life, changed my ministry, it changed me. All over the building now, while heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and believers are praying. So yes, Pastor, that's me. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You do not have to join our church. You do not have to join our church. It's perfectly all right with me if you already have church membership. You go back to your home church, continue to work and serve there as you were doing before. Hands are going up already. But you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Three basic things happen. A new boldness in your life. The Holy Spirit helps you in your decision making. So with your lifestyle, you represent Jesus. And when the New Testament believers got filled with the Spirit, the Bible says they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Are there others all over the building? Pastor, want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's it. I see your hand. I see your hand. Are there others? Amen, amen. All right. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yes, see your hand over here. Are there others? Pastor, I want everything God says I need to live a victorious, overcoming life. A conscious choice you must make today. A courageous choice. But let me tell you, it's an incredible choice. Amen. You may put your hands down. My final appeal today has to do with church membership. Listen, I'd like to teach you more of the Word of God like you heard it today. Take you line upon line and precept upon precept, showing you and explaining the Word of God to you, helping the Word of God come alive to you. That's my assignment as a pastor teacher. I'd love to be your pastor. I'd love to instruct you in the things of God. I know I can help you. I can teach you more of the things of God. Teach you how to use your faith. Teach you how to apply faith in your situation. Teach you how to develop the character that you need to develop. And as you do so, listen, you will overcome every challenge you face in life. And then together, we will impact our generation. Many great churches in this city, and we thank God for that, but none greater than the Light. I'd be deeply honored to serve as your pastor. So if you're looking for a good pastor, you don't have to look any further. You're looking for a good church, you don't have to look any further. If you'd like to become a member here, would you slip your hand up all over the building? Pastor, I need church home. I need church membership. I'd like to become a part of this fellowship. And as you're praying for others, Pastor, include me in the prayer. That's it. Hands are going up. I see your hand. See your hand. See your hand. See your hand here. Are there others? Are there others? Pastor, there's hands over here. Hands over here. Hands over here. Are there others? Pastor, I'd like to become a part of this fellowship. Amen, amen, amen. All right, you may put your hands down. If you raise your hand on any one of those appeals, lift your head down and look this way very quickly. If you raise your hand on any one of those appeals, lift your head and look this way. Thank you so much. Now, I'm a minister who believes in explaining things to you, but I believe, because I believe if I will explain things to you, you will have sufficient information to make whatever decisions that I will ask you to make. Now, perhaps you did not raise your hand on any one of those appeals, but you were thinking about doing so. You may still join us now by just lifting your head and looking this way. I promise I will not embarrass you in any way, in any shape, form, or fashion. Thank you so much. But I do understand that many times people are still deliberating, and I move on before they have the opportunity to raise your hand. But I don't want to leave you out of this appeal. Thank you so much. Now I have some information, free information, I want to give to each one of you, because I want you to leave here knowing for sure your particular spiritual desire and need has been met. In order to receive this free information that I have prepared for you, I need your cooperation. That is why I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that you will cooperate with a very simple method that God's given us here to meet the various spiritual needs of people who come. I have a private area that I'm going to ask you to go to. I have a person who will escort you to this private area, and there they will give you the free information that I have for you, privately answer whatever questions you may have, should you have any. We'll do our part so you leave here with your spiritual need met. Nothing strange, nothing weird, nothing funny, and nothing off is going to happen to you. Nobody's going to sprinkle anything on you, spin you around. We don't do weird things here. But I will need your cooperation with this part of the appeal. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do at the end of my prayer. At the end of my prayer, I'd ask all of you who raised your hands or had a witness of heart, I will ask you to gather your purse, Bible, books, personal belongings. I'll ask you to come forward at that time. We'll all be standing by that time. I'll ask you to come forward, and you'll come forward, and you will stand right in front of the platform here facing this direction, be facing me. I will not put a microphone in front of you when you get here. I'm not going to ask you for a testimony or anything like that publicly, anything like that. This gathering is so that in a very organized fashion, I can get all of you quickly to the area that I told you about, so you may receive the information I have for you. I will not force you to come. I made a commitment to you that I would not embarrass you in any way, and many times that's embarrassing. I don't have any problem with other preachers doing, but I just don't do it. But I'm believing that because you raised your hand and lifted your head, and you understand that God is pulling on your heart, and I just don't believe that you'll say no to God today. The devil will offer you every excuse imaginable, tell you to put it off, do it another time. Don't listen to that. You come forward today, and you begin to live an amazing life. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you. I'm going to pray, and then after I pray, then I will ask you to come forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for these precious people for whom our Lord Jesus died, and I thank you when I ask them to come forward, they'll do so. They'll all leave here with their spiritual need met. You are the Lord of the harvest. None of the harvest is lost in Jesus' name. And believers said all over the place, amen. Would everybody please stand to your feet now? Everybody please stand. Everybody please stand. We see in the Bible that when people make a decision for God, The Bible says just one decision for God causes all of the angels to shout. So it's a very special moment here at our church when people make a step toward God like we're asking you to make in just a moment. And so we celebrate that. You're going to find out our members will reach out and encourage you, and they'll reach out and help you, because this is such a powerful moment in your life and in the life of the kingdom of God. So I just want you to understand, don't let anything intimidate you. Don't let anything rob you of this very special moment in your life. If you raised your hand on any one of those appeals, appeal number one, appeal number two, appeal number three, that's it now. Please gather your purse, Bible, books, personal belongings. Come forward now in Jesus' name. Come on, you ought to be getting, move out now, yes? They'll let you out, they'll let you out. Come on, I see them coming now. Saints, give them a bigger hand clap than that. God bless you, bless you, God bless you. Amen, 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 amen. Bless you, bless you, God bless you. God bless you. They're still coming, they're still coming. That's it. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you, my brother. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Anybody else? Anybody else who'll say yes to the Lord today? Anybody else who'll trust Him? Amen, 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 amen. All right, all right. Well, we thank God for, we call this the first wave. Amen. Amen. But see, I just don't want you to leave here without making this choice. It's a quality choice. It's a critical choice. And as I always say, you're this close. God's tugging on your heart. We don't want you to leave without making that decision. So is there anybody else today who'll say yes to the Lord and come forward now? Check with the person next to you. Would you do that? Would you do that? Just check with them and let them know, look, you don't have to walk by yourself. I'll walk with you. There's so many people who made that walk whose lives have changed forever. Amen. Anybody else who will say yes? Just one more. Just one more. Anybody else? Just one more. Thank you, Shug. Anybody else? Hallelujah. You're in church. You're this close. You're this close. You are this close. You are this close. Some more. That's some more. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Come on. You're this close. You're this close. Just like you are, God is not asking you to straighten your life up. You can't straighten it up by yourself. Anybody else who'll say, I trust God with my life? Anybody else? Bless you. Anybody else? Come on, yes, that's another one. Another one? That's another one? Bless you. Yes. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen, amen. All right. Well, just, oh, that's another one. Is that another one? If I were you, I'd do it today. Amen. Amen. Well, let's give the Lord a bigger hand clap and shout. Personal ministry workers, you may not be excused. Amen. Personal ministry workers, you may not be excused. Those of you who are gathered around the altar, please take a look at my sister here. She's the personal escort that I told you about, who will escort you to the area that I told you about, and there she will. Or someone else will give you the information we have for you. We'll answer your questions. We'll do our part so you leave here with your spiritual need met. Now, I know it takes a lot of boldness to make that long walk down here with everybody looking at you, but you heard people applauding for you when you were coming down the aisle. Here's why. Many of them have stood right where you're standing, and they know you're going to leave here with God's best. So I want to thank you for being sensitive and obedient to the Spirit of God today, and thank you for cooperating with us. So if you'll turn now and follow my sister here and the direction of the ushers, let's give them another hand clap for their decision. Thank you, Lord Jesus.